We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article for the completion of the Zohar. We are continuing from the paragraph, but what are the virtues?
Yeah. What are the virtues of one who has been rewarded with the kut, with the Creator, adhesion with the Creator? We should know this because this is what we want to discover. This is what we perhaps yearn for. It's not certain, but we should know what qualities we will receive if we come to faith above reason. What will happen? Go ahead.
But what are the virtues of one who has been rewarded with dvikut with the Creator? They are not specified anywhere except in subtle intimations. Yet to clarify the matters in my essay, I must disclose a little, as much as necessary. I will explain the matters through an allegory.
Because there's no other way to say it. If we're not in it, how can we understand? We speak about everything only from the perspective of the feeling that there's something that's similar to something else with models that we have in our minds and hearts. And if in our minds and hearts we have nothing similar, then what happens? What are we going to do? Yeah?
The body with its organs are one. The whole of the body exchanges thoughts and sensations with each of its organs. For example, if the whole body thinks that a certain organ should serve it and please it, this organ immediately knows that thought and provides the contemplated pleasure. Also, if an organ thinks and feels that the place it is in is narrow, the rest of the body immediately knows that thought and sensation and moves it to a comfortable place. However, should an organ be cut off from the body, they become two separate entities. The rest of the body no longer knows the needs of the separated organ, and the organ no longer knows the thoughts of the body to serve it and benefit it. But if a physician came and reconnected the organ to the body as before, the organ would once again know the thoughts and needs of the rest of the body, and the rest of the body would once again know the needs of the organ.
That's the meaning of the connection of the parts within corporeal bodies and between corporeal bodies within the still vegetative and animate. In our world there is no speaking. We are living in the animate level. So the connection within the bodies and between the bodies, this is what builds in us the world. Before us. Yes?
According to this allegory, we can understand the merit of one who has been rewarded with dvikut with the Creator. I have already demonstrated in the introduction to the Book of Zohar that the soul is an illumination that extends from his self. This illumination has been separated from the Creator by the Creator's clothing it with a will to receive. This is so because the thought of creation to do good to his creations created in each soul a desire to receive pleasure. Thus, this disparity of form of the will to receive separated that illumination from his self and turned it into a separate part from him. See, there is a source, since this is not the place to elaborate on this. It follows that each soul was included in his self prior to its creation, but with creation, meaning along with the nature of the desire to receive pleasure, has been instilled in it. It acquired disparity of form and was separated from the Creator, whose only wish is to bestow. This is so because we have explained above the disparity separates in spirituality as the X does in corporeality. Thus now the soul is completely similar to the allegory about the organ that was cut off and separated from the body. Even though prior to the separation, they, the organ and the whole body, were one and exchanged thoughts and sensation with one another, after the organ has been cut off from the body, they have become two entities. Now one does not know the other's thoughts or needs. It is even more so after the soul is dressed in a body of this world. All the connections it had prior to the separation from his self have stopped, and they are like two separate entities. Now we can easily understand the merit of one who has been rewarded with adhering to him once more, meaning rewarded with equivalence of form with the Creator by inverting the will to receive imprinted in him through the power of the Torah and Mitzvot. This was the very thing that separated him from his self. He turned it into the desire to bestow, and all of one's actions are only to bestow and to benefit others, as he has equalized his form with the Maker. It follows that he is just like the organ that was once cut off from the body and has reconnected to the body. It knows the thoughts of the rest of the body once again, just as it did prior to the separation of the body.
In other words, once we were created to the Creator, that connection was called Adam HaRishon. Afterwards, we separated from the Creator, divided into many pieces, and by that moved away from the Creator, from the upper light that departed from us, and now we can return to that state of connection, both among us and with the Creator together. This is basically what is ahead of us now. There is no connection to our world. Our world is only in order to awaken us to perform spiritual actions among us. That's it. Okay? Hebrew 10.
According to the allegory of the organ separated from the body, a sign of a 10 connecting could be that suddenly they know what their role in the system is.
To the extent that it can realize its part, to that extent, in that part, it understands what it can realize. It's like a little child. It grows with its mind and heart only to the extent that it can do something with itself and develop. And not that all of a sudden it gets physical powers that are beyond his mind and heart, so he could break everything, and including himself.
So the role comes before the mind and feeling?
No.
Opposite.
Opposite. Just with children. You see, for a whole year, they can't walk. They don't have enough mind or heart to use correctly the force of walking. And also, afterwards, accordingly, they receive more and more. Our whole problem is that it works from the perspective of nature, but it doesn't work from the perspective of humans. Look, we got the atom bomb. Gave it in the hands of people who are worse than monkeys, than apes. Apes at least have this natural ability to avoid destruction, and those people don't have any of it. Connect those generals together and you'll see they're worse than any ape.
So a sign for taking a role upon ourselves that is suitable for us, that we have a mind and feeling for that role.
We took upon ourselves the role because we feel an inner drive that comes to us from the point in the heart in each of us. And we do it because this is what all the Kabbalists have commanded us to do. And we see, according to what they explain, that we have to do this because it's the call of the hour.
About those monkeys that got the atom bombs, where did they get the atom bomb from? Nature gave it to them.
Of course, from the Creator. So they would be afraid. But at the same time, the Creator doesn't promise that they won't use it, as Baal Sulam writes. That the world could deteriorate to such a state where the Creator allows them to use the bombs, just as He allowed humanity to use the force of the Holocaust.
So why does the Creator give someone the force to use it before they're worthy of using it correctly?
There's no such thing as the right time when they can use it. The time came when they had to acquire the force of bestowal, and they didn't acquire it. How do you bring them to it? Through suffering. How does the people of Israel advance? Look at the suffering it went through, and it didn't really work on them, so they'll have to go through more, even worse suffering. That's the way it is. What do you suggest that they should do? Nothing but bring them more troubles. And maybe that will help.
PT 19.
He's saying that the virtues of the person that was rewarded in correction, that, and suddenly Baal HaSulam writes that if the nature of the will to receive pleasure was separated, so what does he want to show me? How opposite we are, how he made us opposite?
Yes.
Why did he do it?
Because initially we are opposite from the Creator, and to the extent that we want to resemble Him, we are rewarded with the same qualities as His. And then we are on His level, in His state. Eternal, complete.
The process itself is very long. You understand?
It doesn't talk about how long it is. It's only you who is in time. Since you are in time, so it seems that way to you, but I'm not in time.
So what do you do? How do you uplift above it?
I'm just dwelling in happiness all day.
You're joking.
No. Relaxing, that's something you're doing. Relaxing means you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Because I am relaxing at rest because I came to that state that is called rest.
What does it mean all day to think above the situation you're in? I don't understand what you're saying. I appreciate it. I value it. But I don't understand what to do all day to uplift above the states I'm in, to see all this garbage around me. How do I uplift above it?
I don't see myself being in the garbage. You're in the garbage, and I agree with it. I, on the other hand, am in a good world, because all who fault in their own fault.
So those are the virtues of one who achieved Vikut.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk some other time.
Kiev 2.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Наша молодежная группа Киева хочет сейчас организовать такую встречу. где будет присутствовать каждый до единого товарищ, чтобы поделиться видением нашего пути и тем, как мы должны продвигаться. И объединить это.
Kiev Group wants to organize a meeting where every friend will share how he feels the path and we can advance. Will such an action bring connection, unity in any way? What tips can you give us?
Try to unite among you, try to have such a meeting, but you need to determine in advance its purpose, how you achieve the goal. And that way, it'll work out. I'm sure you can. Ask more people. More veteran groups than your own, and it'll happen. You have good conditions for development. Yes, Gena.
So we are continuing from the paragraph, soul is the soul. Soul is the soul. After it has acquired equivalence with him, it knows his thoughts once more, and it knew prior to the separation from him, due to the will to receive disparity of form. Then the verse, know the God of your father, comes true in him, as then he is rewarded with complete knowledge, which is godly knowledge. And he is rewarded with all the secrets of the Torah, as his thoughts are the secrets of the Torah. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Meir said, anyone who learns Torah Lishma is granted many things. The secrets and flavors of the Torah are revealed to him and becomes like an ever-flowing spring. As we have said, through engagement in Torah Lishma, meaning by aiming to bring contentment to his Maker, through his engagement in the Torah, and not at all for his own benefit, he is guaranteed to cling to the Creator. This means that he will achieve equivalence of form, and all his actions will be to benefit others, and not himself at all. Just like the Creator, whose every action is only to bestow and to benefit others. By this, one returns to Dvekut with the Creator, as was the soul prior to its creation.
Is this okay? Any questions about this? No. Because I don't have the words to add, because he explains so simply. Zichron 1.
Shalom.
Go ahead.
Hello, Rav. I feel that my body and soul are separate the moment we attain, because in this world, the soul is clothed and separated. So what happens when it reconnects in this world, my soul to my body?
The fact that you are getting an addition of big will to receive helps you not be one dot, which is what you had in the beginning of creation. Rather, you received a descent from Ein Sof to this world, from the minus 125 degrees that you went down. Now in this world, you're getting an opportunity to climb up 125 degrees to complete Dvekut, or adhesion with the Creator, which is called the world of Ein Sof. This is what you're gaining. By that, you're gaining mind, heart, understanding, attainment, everything that there is in all of those 125 degrees, and then you understand and feel the same as the Creator.
But what happens in this world? I stop existing, or...
This world is called world, olam, because it is ne'elam. It vanishes, it disappears. It exists only in our egoistic form. The minute we rise and elevate ourselves to the end of correction, there is no this world. It's only our imagination. This is why it's called an imaginary world.
Thank you.
Okay? Good. Look, everyone understands. Let's go some more. Let's read some more.
Hence he is granted many things and is rewarded with the secrets and flavors of the Torah. Because he is reconnected with the Creator, he knows once more the thoughts of the Creator, like the allegory about the organ that has been reattached to the body. The thoughts of the Creator are called secrets and flavors of the Torah. Thus, one who learns Torah Lishma is rewarded with the secrets and flavors of Torah being revealed to him, and he becomes like an ever-flowing spring due to the removal of the partitions that separated him from the Creator. So he has become one with him again, as before one was created. Indeed, the whole Torah, revealed and concealed, is the thoughts of the Creator without any difference. Yet it is like a person drowning in the river, whose friend throws him a rope to save him. If the drowning person catches the rope in its near part, his friend can save him and pull him out of the river. So is the Torah, being entirely the thoughts of the Creator. It is like a rope that the Creator throws to people to save them and pull them out of the klipot. The end of the rope, which is near to all the people, is the revealed Torah, which requires no intention or thought. Moreover, even when there is a faulty thought in the mitzvot, the Creator still accepts it. As it is written, one must always engage in Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, since from lo lishma he will come to lishma. Hence, the Torah and mitzvot are the end of the rope, and there is not a person in the world who cannot grip it. If one tightly grips it, meaning is rewarded with engaging in Torah and mitzvot lishma, to bring contentment to one's maker and not to oneself, the Torah and mitzvot lead one to equivalence of form with the Creator. This is the meaning of, and to adhere to him. At that time, one will be rewarded with attaining all the thoughts of the Creator, called secrets of the Torah, and the flavors of the Torah, which are the rest of the rope. However, one is awarded it only after he has achieved complete dvikut.
PT 18.
My friend in the 10 is that same organ that was cut off from the body. How can I, as his best friend that signed the covenant with him, can I help him?
Grab him, hug him, and show him how to reconnect. That's it.
I don't know how to connect.
Together with him. Try together to pray. Alone, he cannot pray. It's not going to help him. You, for him, can pray, but it's best if you do it together. The prayer of both of you will help for sure. Both to you and to him.
Tel Aviv 3, 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
What does it mean that the Creator is thinking? What are the thoughts of the Creator? What does it mean that a person is acquiring those thoughts?
These are thoughts of bestowal and love. Try. You'll get those as well. And you'll live accordingly. This is called living in Dvikut with the Creator. Kiev 1.
Dear Rav, what does it mean that the Torah are thoughts of the Creator?
The Torah is the upper light that creates the will to receive. The whole system, the whole process, it does everything, fills everything, completes everything. The Torah is everything. It's light. The Torah is light. It also includes within it the purpose of creation, the intention of creation from beginning to end. Just like you have a computer, which is just a metal, and you connect it to the power, to the electricity, to the grid, and you install programs in it, and then you can work with it and see things and do stuff. So everything that there is in the computer besides the hardware, besides the metal, all of that is called the Torah.
А как нам в наше железо загрузить вот Тору правильным образом?
How can we...
Well, that's what we're trying to do. Except you don't really want to. You don't want your hardware to be filled with Torah. Because the Torah is all about love of others. In order to bestow loving your friend as yourself, it's the general law of this software. So, we don't want it. You understand? If it were in order to gain something or succeed, then oh, for sure, give me the software, I'll buy it. But when you bring the body, the Torah, and you say, this is a software to love others, I'll wait. It's not urgent.
איפה אתה, גלעד?
Where are you, Gilad?
The paragraph starting with the reason.
All right, a little more.
The reason we compare the Creator's thoughts, meaning the secrets of the Torah and the flavors of the Torah, to a rope is that there are many degrees in equivalence of form with the Creator. Hence, there are many degrees in the rope attaining the secrets of the Torah. One measures of attainment of the secrets of the Torah, of knowing his thoughts, is the measure of equivalence of form with the Creator. Overall, there are 5 degrees. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Each of which consists of all of them. Also, each contains 5 degrees, and each of those contains at least 25 degrees.
And with this we conclude, because if we continue, if we keep going, then we are, then we won't be able to finish on time. And people still need to come out of the lesson and get to work. So this concludes the lesson today, this evening. We will continue with part 6 of the study of the Ten Sefirot, Talmud Esor Sefirot. It's the main part of Talmud Esor Sefirot that is between Tzimtzum Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, and the breaking of the vessels in the world of Adam Kadmon, and the world of Atzilut, and the world of Bia. The Masach, Tzimtzum Bet, it's all in part 6 of Talmud Esor Sefirot. I highly recommend it for you. Those who can't be with us in the evening should watch it during the day. And for now, where did Chai go?
Info.
Info? Oh.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you. No sound.
No?
Yeah.
So let's quickly go over our schedule. So 10:30, we have content team with Rav from 10:30 to 11:30. Then from 6 to 7:30 p.m., we have a live lesson with Rav, Tess, and Above Reason. So let's go to the song. אתה ואני
קשורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני קשורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות תתנאי החיים Like a baby opens his eyes He takes a breath for the very first time This world is a child And it's awakened This world has been born Global connection no longer concealed One step at a time We'll walk together We all share the pain No choice but to change Let's learn how to give Make no mistake It's not just a theory With love we are set free